Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The right fielder, Pat Seary. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Felix Mackiewicz. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Sahaki. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Shirley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tex Shirley. And now, play ball. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco strikes out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge takes first base on ball four. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Mackiewicz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Heath moves to third. Boudreaux moves to second. Felix Mackiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heath scores. Boudreaux moves to third. Hayes moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Felix Mackiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackiewicz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to third for the out. Boudreaux scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sahaki moves to second. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 1 in the game. Seary hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes bunts for an out with unknown description. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Makovich is walked intentionally. Al Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sahaki is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Makovich moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 2 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 0 for 2 in the game. Siri hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes bunts for an out with unknown description. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Makovich is walked intentionally. Al Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sahaki hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to third. Makovich moves to second. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley is 0 for 1 in the game. Shirley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shirley moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shirley. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Shirley steals third. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into right field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shirley scores. One out. It's 3-2, Indians. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Gutteridge moves to third. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevens is walked intentionally. Gene Moore pinch hits for Chet Lobbs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco races to the bag, beating Moore for the out, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Gutteridge scores. McQuinn scores. Stevens moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Browns. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-2 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Moore now playing right field. Lou Finney now playing left field. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-3 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-3 in the game. Seary hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-2 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Shirley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Makovich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McQuinn hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Makovich, who is chasing the ball. McQuinn reaches third base with a triple. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens is hit by the pitch. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McQuinn scores. Stevens moves to second. It's 6-3, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a fly ball towards center. Makovich catches it and throws to Meyer, who relays to Rocco to double up more. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Wheeler pinch hits for Alsa Hockey. Ed Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler takes first base on ball 4. Paul O'Day pinch hits for Ed Kleiman. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wheeler moves to third. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-4 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wheeler scores. O'Day moves to second. It's 6-4, Browns. Lefty West now pitching. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-4 in the game. Rocco hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-4 in the game. Seary takes first base on ball 4. O'Day moves to third. Meyer moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Day scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Browns. Bob Moncrief now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Boudreau strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.